I'm very excited about introducing the new director. I am certain that many of you know Dave Daniels, and if you don't, you soon will. He shares Governor Kasich's vision on job creation and common sense government. He will do a great job leading the Department of Agriculture and prioritizing agribusiness, food safety, and appropriate regulation. It was important to Governor Kasich to have a farmer run the Department of Agriculture. Dave Daniels operated a farm with his father and uncle for many years in Highland County. His experience in state and local government will be invaluable to the department. With that, I would like to introduce Ohio's new director of the Department of Agriculture, Dave Daniels.
First of all, thank you all very much. I stand here completely, taken aback. I never thought that when I was growing up working on my family's farm, working with my father, that I'd ever be standing before a group as Director of Agriculture for the state of Ohio. But it is that background, I think, that that has always guided me through my life. First of all, I want to thank the Kasich administration for their support and their trust in me by allowing me to have this opportunity to lead agriculture. You know, I started out as a young man, and as I was going through school, my father said, you know, hopefully you will enjoy what we do around here, and hopefully you'll be able to find a way to make a living here, and you'll join us on our family farm. We had 500 acres just outside of Greenfield in Highland County, and we were what I like to consider the last of the family farm operations. We had 500 house chickens. We had 60 brood sows. We had 100 beef cows and sold feeders in the fall, and raised some crops and grain as well. So that's a little bit about my background. We've been farming in Highland County for many generations, and I can tell you that it has shaped my life, and it has shaped my thoughts and my processes, as I know exactly what you go through every day to feed and to feed the nation and to supply our food. Many of you heard the governor say the other day at the State of the State that agriculture was the foundation of our state, and the governor believes that, and so do I. We are exporting more and more livestock every year, and last year our export numbers increased about 367%, and it will be my desire to continue that and open new markets for our products. We're creating new, Ohio is a home to 1,000 food processors. This industry is a natural fit for Ohio, considering our logistics, considering our location within the United States. I've had an opportunity to talk to a number of people as I came in here, and many of you have expressed the concerns that agriculture faces. We all have a concern about young people having the opportunities. We're going to make sure that we continue to look at those and make sure that those opportunities are available for young folks. So I was certainly not prepared today. This came out yesterday. I was certainly not prepared to deliver a great many remarks, but for today, I will continue to be the state senator for the 17th district. Tomorrow, I pledge to you that I will work my best every day to promote agriculture in the state of Ohio to make sure that agriculture continues to be the foundation of our economy and the foundation of growth for the future in the state of Ohio. I also want to thank Director Zeringer for his leadership at ODA at the beginning of this year. He was, I know that's where his heart was. He was asked to take on responsibilities at the Department of Natural Resources, and he's done that, and he's served honorably. Also, to Dr. Forshee, who has managed this ship since Director Zeringer has left. They tell me, and as I've met with them, that the agency's in great shape as a result of your leadership. So I do appreciate that. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. We'll have an opportunity to talk more, but I look forward to being your next Director of Agriculture.